And here in our New York studio today is CBS correspondent Paul Manning, just returned to this country after 4 years in Britain. While there, he was assigned to the American 8th Air Force and went on 4 bombing missions over the German-held continent. Here he is now to tell us something about Allied air operations against the enemy.
In the past 7 days, I've been asked a lot of questions about the bombing of Germany. When we lost 60 bombers and 600 men Tuesday afternoon, people here suddenly realized that the German Air Force was still strong. People have said to me, if the bombing is so good and if we shoot down so many German fighters, how can the Germans keep it up? Well, I certainly don't know all the answers, but here's a few observations I've made after watching this business of bombing Germany. When American and British bombers go for a target in Germany, sometimes they hit it and sometimes they don't. It usually depends on weather. I've known the RAF to try for Hanover and then miss by 20 miles. And when American planes headed for Stuttgart last September 6, they failed to even find the city. Heavy clouds covered the whole target. We lost 45 bombers, that's 924 men, on that day in running battles which accounted for 84 German fighters. Yet some 80% of those German pilots were able to bail out and return to battle the following day. There are times when visibility is so good our bombers can't miss. The docks at Gdynia, the German fighter plane factory at Mariensburg, the U-boat sheds at Vegasack, they were all smashed on such days.
Well, what about night bombing, Paul? Do they still need a bomber's moon to do maximum damage to Berlin?
It certainly helps. That new technique of bombing through clouds, either by day or night, is still not perfect. The most destructive raids on the German capital have been on nights when airmen could easily see the ground from 20,000 feet.
Well, how much more do you think Berlin can take before it cracks?
No one can say. So far, the German capital has had over 15,000 tons, and she's still holding up. But Air Chief Marshal Harris states that his attacks will continue until Berlin has been saturated with 70,000 tons. This tonnage won't come all at once. German cities, like Brunswick, and the French coast opposite Dover, where rocket guns are said to be installed, now have equal priority with Berlin.
Well, what's your opinion of these rocket guns, Paul? Do you think London is going to be smashed by rocket bombs?
Well, Doug, frankly, I don't know. The experts in London are divided. Even the War Cabinet isn't certain. I do know that the rockets which the Germans are now using against American bombers are terrible instruments of destruction. Today, the German Air Force is fighting with bitterness and great skill. They know it's the Luftwaffe who keep defeat from the German home front.
Thank you, Paul Manning. And now, once again, here is Warren Sweeney with a word from Admiral Radio.
No doubt many of you find that your radio doesn't always work properly. And you've said, after the war, I'm going to get this set completely overhauled. That's a commendable thought on your part, for many Admiral dealers are fully occupied making essential repairs. But it's possible that your trouble may be of a minor nature, something that, with the aid of Admiral's Home Checkup Chart, you can remedy yourself. Admiral's Home Checkup Chart describes and illustrates 20 adjustments that are easily made and frequently correct minor difficulties in reception. Here, for example, is one of them. Carefully check the wires leading to the wall socket plug. These often become loosened or completely disconnected. If it is the old-style plug, these connections can be tightened with a screwdriver. If the plug is the molded-in rubber type, it can be inexpensively replaced. Of course, if there is a structural failure or a major trouble with your set, always consult your Admiral dealer, the man in your community best equipped to give you satisfaction. But it may save his valuable time if you will get an Admiral home checkup chart from him, or get one by writing a card or letter to Admiral Radio in care of the station. The fourth war loan drive begins on Tuesday of this week. It is imperative that we Americans purchase in the next 4 weeks $14 billion worth of war bonds. And this goal can be reached only if every American does his share. Only if we all back the attack. You all know the necessity of buying war bonds. You know that they are the finest investment in the world, both for you and for the America we all love. So let's bring victory closer and our boys sooner. Let's off the attack with war bonds. The appearance of service personnel on this program does not constitute an endorsement of the armed services, as the armed services do not endorse any product. World News Today is brought to you each Sunday at this hour by the Admiral Corporation, makers of Admiral Radio, America's Smart Set.